rather than focusing on real solutions. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, recently, Representative Emanuel Cleaver, a Democrat from Missouri, recently claimed that the Republicans' failure to extend long-term unemployment benefits to Americans is vulgar. He also said that, unfortunately, we have a lot of people in elective office who are not willing to help those who are in trouble, and the recovery has been good for Wall Street. He went on to say that 1% of the American people has benefited or had 95% of the recovery, and 95% of the public has had no recovery at all. Now, either Democrat Representative Emanuel Cleaver is rather naive or purposely deceptive. First of all, no nation in the history of planet Earth has helped those suffering from economic hardships, either in this country or around the world, than the United States of America. Second of all, no group of people has fought against the implementation of economic principles which would reignite economic growth and prosperity than Democrats, particularly the 70 communists who reside in the Congress. To simply clamor for the extension of unemployment benefits while refusing to support economic growth is helping to set the nation up for an economic collapse and eliminating the ability to help anyone. We the people are still waiting for President Obama to approve the Keystone Pipeline, which the United States State Department has recognized would create possibly 42,000 jobs. A few years ago, I proposed on a page from the Edwards Notebook and to a few representatives to push for the lowering of the United States corporate tax rate and always keep it just below the lowest rate of any major economic competitor around the world. If implemented when first proposed, our nation would now be experiencing massive economic growth and scads of new jobs. But that idea went nowhere, just like most good ideas which would increase real opportunities. So if Representative Cleaver and others sincerely want to help unemployed Americans, perhaps reestablishing America as the land of opportunity, as opposed to the land of wedge issues like unemployment benefits. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. free memberships, and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Rolling into the third hour on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Battlecomp/lock and load promo. We are down to 19 now. This is what it is. First of all, a battle comp, first thing you need to do is go to battlecomp.com. Look at what they have. Look at any of the weapons you may own. And if you see a rifle there that would benefit from one, I'm going to tell you how to get one that your net cost on it's nothing. Here's what you do. You go to the Brian Terry Foundation, I believe it's called Honor Brian Terry or something like that, .com, and you make a $100 tax-deductible donation. Then you take that receipt that it is going to generate, and you send that to me at bill@lockandloadradio.com. I take that, and along with that, you need to send me your address and which battle comp you're looking for. I take that, and I forward that to John Stankiewicz at battlecomp.com. John gets that battle comp that you have requested. He puts my logo on it, which I will never have one of these, and he sends it direct to you. And that is the whole promotion. Battle Comp is very much behind the Brian Terry Foundation, and there were some things that came up when they were trying to be behind it earlier in this year that turned out in a way they didn't want to do it. So they decided to do it with me because they trust me and they know that I don't want anything to do with any of the money and I don't want anything to do with any of the equipment. I will let the players involved in that handle that and I'll just put it out to you. So if you're looking for a battle comp, and believe me, this is a piece of kit that's going to cost you anywhere from $159 to $249, depending on which weapon you get it for. And you want to do it essentially for free and donate to a very good cause, that's the way to do it. 19 are left out of the 25. Six are gone, 19 are left. Tom Sullivan never thought much about guns or gun control until his son was one of the ones killed in Aurora, Colorado in the movie theater. And there, of course, John Holmes. Is that his name? James Holmes. Not the porn star, but the psychopath, James Holmes. James Holmes had a 100-round beta mag on his Smith & Wesson M&P AR-15. Sullivan is convinced that if Colorado's ban on high-capacity magazines had been in effect, his son Alex may have had a chance. Now, I want to point something out to you about that whole shooting. James Holmes started with a 8-shot Remington 870 pump shotgun. And I have never heard it explained how many people he killed when he opened up with that before he went to the Smith & Wesson M&P. Theoretically, I'm thinking that most of the
most of his shots were probably kill shots with the shotgun because it was probably very close. People were not moving away yet when he burst into the scene. They may have thought it had something, you know, they were sitting there for a Batman movie. They may have thought this was part of the Batman promotion. My theory is that he probably killed 8 people with that shotgun, which means that without knowing what Mr. Sullivan's son was shot with, that sort of throws a lot of things up in the air for me. Of course, it does nothing to mitigate the pain, okay? But I, you know, some of these misguided efforts that are thrown out there, I get them, but they are misguided. He believes if their ban on high-capacity magazines had been in effect, his son Alex may have had a chance. The Beta Mag malfunctioned, as most Beta Mags will. This is why you do not see the military or law enforcement putting on their ARs or M4s Beta Mags, because they are not reliable. 30 rounds is the sweet spot. Sullivan says it was 1 second, and the next second he was dead. That was because of the high-capacity magazines. No, it wasn't, Mr. Sullivan. It was because of Mr. Holmes. It was because Mr. Holmes was a psycho. That's why he was dead. Not because of the magazines, not because of the gun, not because of the rounds in the gun. Because of Mr. Holmes. After the Aurora shooting, Mr. Sullivan turned to activism. He successfully lobbied for stricter background checks for all private gun sales and for a ban on magazines holding more than 15 rounds. The measures were instantly controversial. Let me point one thing out to you, Mr. Holmes, and anybody else that makes this proposition with this arbitrary number. Somebody knows what they're doing with a 15-round magazine would have killed more people in Aurora. So let's not make a mistake about saying I've solved the problem. You have solved nothing. You have solved nothing. If you, I'll tell you what, anybody wants to do it, I'll stand 10 feet away from me. And I won't even, you know, I'll be standing 90 degrees pointing an empty AR-15 with an empty magazine downrange. I'll press the button and I'll say go. And if you can lay a finger on me before the next magazine is up and I'm getting ready to spin your way, boy, you're quick. Because magazine changes take less effort. Now, coming from Sheriff John Cook of Weld County, Colorado. The problem is, who is the government to tell a citizen how many rounds they need to defend themselves? Cook, along with a group of rural sheriffs, is suing the state to overturn the laws that Sullivan worked so hard on. The sheriffs argue that, among other things, the laws violate the Second Amendment, which they do. Cook says, even if it tramples on the people's rights and it tramples on our heritage, we got to do something just to make it look like we're doing something. That's the reason they did that, because it was an arbitrary knee-jerk reaction by city politicians unfamiliar with guns. Still, right now that this whole law, this whole bevy of laws is in court in Colorado right now. John Morse, who got fired, says the laws are reasonable and will save lives. He lost his job in a recall election because of his role in passing gun control. Colorado is safer from gun violence than for what we did. It was absolutely the right thing to do. And he sounds confident because several courts outside of Colorado have upheld magazine restrictions. Think Connecticut. Which is not several, it's one. 7 other states limit magazines and 5 others have universal background checks. But no matter the outcome in court, voters may get their say. Several groups are pushing for a statewide ballot measure that would overturn the laws. Mr. Sullivan says if the laws are overturned, he has no problem pressuring lawmakers in Denver to do something again. He says, I'm not going to be able to watch my son age year after year, but by God, I'll come down here and I'll watch you people age year after year if you feel the need to bring these up year after year. Whatever the outcome of this case, one or both sides will probably appeal this. Well, one of the sides is definitely going to appeal it. Mr. Sullivan is trying to deal with his grief, and I fully understand that, and he's just trying to deal with it in the wrong way. That AR-15 did not kill his son. James Holmes did. And James Holmes didn't even know his son was in there because he was just blind firing. That was not a surgical shooting by any stretch of the imagination. He was wearing a gas mask. You can't see in a gas mask when you're not in the dark and surrounded by smoke. Those things fog up something horrible. When we get back, we're going to lay into Common Core on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important function and features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Q.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This may take a minute, but we need to talk about this, which I've never strayed into this area before. Now, we've seen it in the discipline that they put on students for pointing their index finger or bringing a toy gun about the size of a quarter or chewing a Pop-Tart or folding a piece of paper or going pew, pew with their fingers like a gun. They're trying in schools to indoctrinate young children against gun ownership. They're trying to make it sort of a Pavlovian, conjure up this Pavlovian conditioning in their head to where gun ownership equals pain. Enter Common Core. standards in education, they do sound pretty good at first blush. But the problem comes up when you have a few people allowed to dictate what is common, and their viewpoint is allowed to be indoctrinated into the country through the children, even if those views are contrary to the truth. Now, case in point, the textbooks and teaching materials that are approved by Common Core standards have warped interpretations of the Second Amendment. Examples on how it's being taught: United States history, preparing for the advanced placement examination. The Second Amendment, the people have the right to keep and bear arms in a state militia. Simply that. The Americans history textbook. The Second and Third Amendments grant citizens the right to bear arms as members of a militia of citizen soldiers and prevent the government from housing troops in private homes in peacetime. That might have been acceptable, wrong, but acceptable prior to Heller versus D.C. and McDonald versus Chicago. But those cases were 6 and 4 years ago, respectively. The issue is done. The Supreme Court has ruled twice that the individual people have the right to keep and bear arms. These textbooks are doing nothing more than typing and trying to brainwash students into believing a lie with hopes that they will grow up to be like-minded gun-hating liberals. And it goes beyond textbooks as well for Common Core. They provide template worksheets to help teachers bring to bear not only the destruction of the Second Amendment, but the cheapening and undermining of all the Bill of Rights. In Bryant, Arkansas, the following assignment was handed out to sixth graders: assessment of the Bill of Rights. Sixth graders. Here's the important bits. The government of the United States is currently revisiting the Bill of Rights. They may have determined that it is outdated and may not remain in its current form any longer. They go on to tell the kids that basically a poll is being taken to see what can be cut out of the Bill of Rights. It even leads them into thinking that they are participating in a task force called the National Revised Bill of Rights Task Force. They continue. Your task as a member of the NRBR task force is to prioritize, revise, prune to, and add to amendments to the Bill of Rights. Their assignment was to cut the Bill of Rights, one of the most important and defining documents in human history, like a drunken plastic surgeon, and add LOLs and emoticons to it so it can be a little less outdated. When did liberty become outdated? Here's the best part. After parents complained, it came to light that the students hadn't been taught anything about how ratifying the Constitution works. They weren't taught how government actually works, but bamboozled into thinking that the Bill of Rights could be easily discarded by some task force for being viewed as outdated. So they're not actually even interested in teaching. They're pushing ideology on young, impressionable minds. And unfortunately, their approved textbooks and worksheets aren't the end of it, but rather only the beginning. For the teachers who are teaching this junk, they use the textbooks to strengthen and justify the passing on of their own hatred of the Second Amendment. Even an eighth grade girl who knows about the Constitution was browbeaten by her teacher in hopes of breaking her and her belief on liberty. This coming from an eighth grade girl in my state of South Carolina. Also from BenSwan.com, who will be following me up later on today. Item number 10. Mr. Jones' gun was confiscated by the police at a traffic stop, even though he showed them the proper permit and license for ownership of the gun. Is this situation constitutional? B, amendment number 2. Now, she answered no to A. And the teacher crossed it out and stated yes. Let's go to the phones. Art. Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill. How's it going, man?
I'm just reading this junk to you right now.
I almost made it through the whole show without an urge to call in until... This is sixth graders they're doing this with?
Sixth graders, eighth graders. This is right. Education today.
Okay. Well, I only speak for myself. So let me put this out to all you little snot-nosed booger brains out there in this wonderful little task force.
You know, they're probably in school right now.
Well, hopefully they'll hear this on the podcast or something like that. You sit there and you do whatever you want to do. You go right ahead. You even, I don't care, go ahead and just say, let's get rid of all of them. Do whatever it is you want to do. But let me tell you one thing. You don't speak for me. And I will never relinquish any of my rights. And this goes for you in Washington as well. You guys do whatever you want to do. I relinquish none of my rights whatsoever. And the first one of you dumb SOBs to show up out here trying to act like you've got some kind of authority. Remember this, I stand 5'2", I weigh 150 pounds. I like my body bag to fit me nice and snug.
Art, you realize, of course, this has to be passed on to the elites. It's not the kids' fault. It's not the kids' fault.
You know, there was an 11th commandment, right, Bill?
No, but I'd be willing to listen to yours.
Thou shalt not participate.
Okay, well, that one works for me. You know, of course, one thing that this may bring about, though, it might be one of those unintended consequences as they try to implement this. It would be really good for the country if this happened. This might get parents involved in schools and in their student in their child's education again.
Well, that's what I'm hoping. You take someone like me, someone like you. I mean, when we went to school, we had studies in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence. We were taught about the Northwest Ordinance and the Federalist Papers and the Anti-Federalist Papers and the Magna Carta. And we were taught about all of these things, and we had to pass a test if we wanted to move up, you know. So I'm hoping that when these little snot-nosed boogerheads show go back home, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, guess what we did today in school, blah, blah, blah. I hope Mom and Dad's going to say, you did what?
Art, thanks for the call. Just settle down a little bit. Have a cup of tea. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
The low rider is a little higher.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine, free memberships, and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Yeah. Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Let me go back to what I set this up with that just sent Art over the edge. And all of his points well taken. This is an excerpt from a test from an eighth grade girl in South Carolina, my home state. I'm sort of wanting to find out where this was. Question 10. Mr. Jones' gun was confiscated by the police at a traffic stop, even though he showed them the proper permit and license for ownership of the gun. Is the situation constitutional? She wrote no. Teacher marked it out and wrote yes. Now, I've been pulled over in a traffic stop in South Carolina. Just young people of South Carolina or parents of South Carolina, I'm going to emphatically say this, and if you want to play this back, this is happening at 10 minutes and 34 seconds into the third hour. The police do not have the right to confiscate a gun, and there are lawsuits aplenty in which that has been proven at the detriment of taxpayers paying out the settlements. And having your property seized has nothing to do with the Second Amendment, but everything to do with the Fourth. Now, this teacher is towing the gun control line, and I'm spelling that in my head with a W instead of an E, and I'll tell you why. And I'm trying to extinguish this spark of liberty in this young lady so that they may be led to believe that the government has rights to take your property without reason or cause, and that it's perfectly fine for them to do so. And it is not. And when I, the reason I say towing, T-O-W versus towing, T-O-E, is because you would be towing the line if that was a law. That doesn't stop the gun haters from trying. The following text is approved by Common Core material for elementary school students. Amendment 2, the Bill of Rights, 1 through 10, Amendment 2, 1791, right to bear arms. This amendment states that people have the right to certain weapons, providing that they register them, and they've not been in prison. The Founding Fathers included this amendment to prevent the United States from acting like the British, who had tried to take weapons away from the colonists. Colonists. A little paraphrasing going on there. A little inaccurate paraphrasing. This amendment states that people have the right to certain weapons, providing that they register them and have not been in prison. Gun registration exists. Did you know it? I didn't know it. There's Black Tulip 109. Hey, listen. I tried to call you yesterday. I got words for you. Got news for you. Got recommendations for you. First, they remove the right to keep and bear arms, and instead they say that the people have the right to certain weapons. Beyond laying the mental foundation in children to believe that gun bans are somehow constitutional, it also promotes the idea that you may have your weapon so long as you don't use, slash carry, slash bear it in any way. And this is a flat-out lie that your weapon must be registered. This is the fool notion that some believe, such as our president, that the majority of states require you to register your firearms, and that's just not true. The vast majority require nothing of the sort, and some have actual laws preventing the state from creating a registry. If you want to get down to brass tacks, Common Core reminds me of Joseph Stalin. He said, in a very loose translation, it doesn't matter who votes. It matters who counts the votes. And Common Core also, they so too, get to reject any semblance of common sense and truth, as its intention is to indoctrinate and control the minds of tomorrow by misleading and lying to them. Gun-hating, history-distorting brainwashing is going to play in places like New York City and San Francisco, but that is where they should stay, and that's why Common Core has got to go. I read a story about a young lady, and I saw a video she put out from New York City. She went and visited some family or friends in Alabama, and they took her to a shooting range. For her, this was like landing on another planet. She had always been told that guns in the hands of people were a dangerous thing. And she goes to the range and she's looking around and nobody's staring furtively around and looking for somebody to shoot. They're looking at their target. Some people are saying, hey, check out this gun. And then they're letting them shoot their gun. It's just all kinds of neighborly. And this had a profound effect on this young lady. She got a taste of what the rest of the country is like. And make no mistake about it. Yes, we have some states, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, California, Colorado, Maryland. We have some states that are trying to subvert their citizens every way they can. But this last go around, where they tightened up gun laws in what, four or five states, they loosened them in 20. In more states today, there are freedoms being given back, which is, I loathe to say that. But they're giving up control in these states, except for mine. I'll cry by myself later. Except for mine. So we're in a winning situation right now. We're in the best situation we could be in as things start continue to churn. And these gun grabbers have painted themselves into a corner in two states. And there's going to be a reckoning come out of Colorado. We're going to see what happens in California. Because guess what? More and more Americans are waking up every day. They no longer buy this notion that if you own a gun, you're going to turn into a killer or a threat or a robber or a criminal. They reject that. They know people that own guns. They know people that carry guns. They hold the door for people. They say, ma'am and sir. They let people out when they shouldn't be trying to get out of that parking lot in that spot. They let them out and let them go. They're polite, they're civil, and they're law-abiding. And they seek to hurt no one. In fact, they avoid hurting anybody. And yet in the 11th hour, unlike the majority of the United States today, people like me, people like you, we're the ones that other people may call daddy. Because we'll be the ones able to fight back if that's what it comes to. Never let that thought stray from your mind. Now, for some reason, and I don't remember where it is, there's some state where they're actually taking guns into school. I don't know if they, and there's some states starting to push back and abandon Common Core. And that's what needs to happen in every state. That this needs to be pulled back. It needs to be rescinded. Education is vitally important with a young student, with a young person when they're coming in there. It is not a place to be indoctrinated. It's a place to be educated. Leave the values to the parents. Right or wrong, whatever they are, that's their responsibility. That's their purview. Butt out of it, state. Butt out of it, feds. The only standard that should be in place for education is that people get educated. That's the standard. We don't need to have, all of these standardized tests and everything else because one size does not fit all. And by doing that, you are dooming certain children. Dooming them to falling behind because they don't meet some sort of standardized basis that nobody can even tell me where it came from. Well, they're supposed to perform on this level. What if they perform above that level? If they're not performing at that level, whose fault is that? Well, there's some kids that are just rotten to the core. Whose fault is that? Well, it all happens in the inner city. Whose fault is that? When that kid comes to school in the inner city, does he watch his dad go to work and say, goodbye, Mom, I'll see you later, and get his lunch from her? Is that what's happening? Or is he being ushered off to school by his aunt or his grandmother? Because one's dead and the other one's in jail. You guys issued that. You ushered that in. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D,
MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Tuesday as we get ready to go away. And you know what I get to do after I get off the air today? My war sport LVOA is in my general vicinity and I get to go get it. I've been waiting on this rifle for 16 months. And today I get it. I'll have it with me tomorrow. I'm going to figure out how to conceal that. That's going with me everywhere I go. That's later today. Anyway, I talked about, what's his name? Bill Malloy, Mike Malloy. I talked about that fool that's on the radio in Georgia somewhere who got out there and decided he was going to call out the old NRA board of directors and just challenge him to a little gunfight. Because he lives in Georgia. And he has stand your ground. And if he feels threatened, you can just be standing there. And if he feels threatened by you, well, he can just blow you clean out of your socks. Well, they're getting ready to sign HB 60. And this is being called by, and I'm not sure that she's actually saying it. And I don't mean this in a bad way, you know, but I'm not sure that she can articulate it. This is being called the most extreme gun provision in the United States today. Which is not true, by the way. We're in these states where they have permitless carry, none of this stuff exists. This is going to allow, in Georgia, patrons of bars and restaurants that serve alcohol will be permitted to carry their guns in there if the establishment does not prohibit the practice, which they can do. In churches and synagogues,
You will not be required to disarm unless the congregation elects to have you disarmed. It will still be legal to carry or illegal to carry a firearm into a secure, sterile area of an airport. That's federal territory at that point. But, and in a lot of cases, it's always been this way. If you're not in a secure area, you're not required to disarm. School districts can choose to permit designated personnel to carry firearms for school security. I honestly wonder how that's going to work. In Utah and in Texas, are they carrying guns and preaching Common Core? How's that working? The Americans for Responsible Solutions have dubbed this the Guns Everywhere Bill. And and it's the most extreme gun bill in America. So let's take a look at the concept of guns everywhere and why it should be denigrated. Critics' objections would be at least somewhat less illogical if they could claim that reducing the number of gun-free zones was a solution in search of a problem. If they could guarantee, in other words, that there would be no need for self-defense in such areas, which plainly there has been and there is a need for it. So, everyone knows there will never be a need to defend one's life in a bar if it's a gun-free zone. But wait a minute. Or everyone knows there's never going to be a need to defend one's life in a church or an airport or school. Let's take each one of those, shall we? Let's talk about Nikki Gozer and the bar in Tennessee. Nikki Gozer. Her husband and she running a karaoke business that catered to what? Bars, where in Tennessee she had a concealed carry permit. But in Tennessee at the time, she was not allowed to carry it in an establishment that served alcohol. Now, since she was working there in a professional capacity, she was not going to imbibe. But along the way, Nikki Gozer picked up a stalker. Stalker came in once, he was ejected. Came in twice, he was ejected a second time. Came in a third time, shot her husband six times in front of her in the booth in which they sat. Ladies, imagine, if you will, you sitting with your husband, having a meal, whether you're arguing or not, whether you're getting along or not, maybe you're there on business or not, who knows, your husband sitting across from you in a booth, and six entry wounds appear in his chest, and you saw it and could have prevented it as it was unfolding. You saw the gun coming out of the holster, and when you reached reflexively for your gun, you realized it was in the console in the car because you're a law-abiding citizen. How would you feel about that? Churches have been shot up many times. And they've had good people stop them in churches many times. Airports. How about the Houston airport during the NRA convention? How about the, where was it? It was in California where the guy walked in there and was wanting to take out TSA personnel. Schools. Need I say it? Do I have to say it? There's a reason that the anti-self-defense zealots refuse to make a distinction between the concept of guns everywhere and guns everywhere except where there's no potential need for them. It's because even they lack the audacity to try to dispute that no such distinction exists. The airport shooting, that was LAX, by the way. Just came to me. And Georgia joined 41 other states in allowing airport carry, which is just about all of them, isn't it? Now, I know in Obama's parlance, that leaves 15 that don't. Oh, gosh. Some of these guys. Now, yeah, I think we got time to get into this. This coming from something called Harris Interactive, which I've never heard of, but it's part of the Nielsen's. It's a Nielsen entity. They're saying that 77% of Americans, this is a recycling of the 90%. argument, okay? We've rehashed it, and we're going to re-chew it. We're still going to have a majority, but, you know, it looks different. 77% of Americans feel firearm rights should come with some restrictions. 14% favor no limitations. Percentage of Americans favoring stricter gun control in decline since 1998 rises for the first time. This was a Harris poll of 2,266 adults surveyed online between February 12th and 17th. It does not tell where they got the sample from. It does not tell who they polled. It does not tell where they took the poll. But according to them, the percentage favoring stricter gun control would, you know, we know that's a lie because we've seen other polls saying so. And they didn't have anything to do with Nielsen. But that's okay. We'll deconstruct this another day. This will come up. And it gives a whole bunch of examples of everything else. And even in some of the things like the federal government's right to regulate state militias, the supporters are behind. They're not in the majority. Federal government's right to regulate who can own firearms, they're not in the majority. Private citizens' right to form a militia, they're not in the majority. And what they're trying to do, if you look at this poll, they're trying to say that it's a states' rights thing. States' rights, the 10th Amendment, folks, it trumps the second. That's what they're trying to say. Oh, I have to pay to listen to Mike Malloy's program. Well, that's happening. Write him a letter there, Grit, and just tell him that I called him out. He doesn't have to wait on one of those old men from the NRA board of directors. He can step up against me. Here we go. We're going to try to repackage the 90%. That's cool. That makes my day go round. Tomorrow, we should be joined by Jimmy C. from Ford Survival Supply, and we're going to talk about close personal combat in an apocalyptic situation because that's where it's going to all begin. That's where it all begins in self-defense. You don't get hailed from across the block saying, yo, I'm coming to hold you up. They try to get as close as they can to you. And Jimmy C., this guy knows what he's talking about. I've watched him. I've seen him. This guy is the real deal. He'll be joining us tomorrow. Go to the webpage, check out the Battle Comp Lock and Load promo. There's 19 Battle Comps left. Get in on that. I'm not even going to have one of those. I'm not even going to have one of those. And right now, I'm wondering why I don't hear the music rolling out. At all. In any event, remember this, it's never been about gun control. It's always been about total control.